Jean-Claude Mapitano fled his homeland, the Democratic Republic of Congo, in 2006.
The reason I left my country just for fear of persecution. We had so many tribal conflict and the war in Congo. Because of that fear of persecution, I decided to leave my country.
He spent 3 years in a Kenyan refugee camp separated from his loved ones.
I had my family in Congo, but the whole family was just dispersed, everyone. During the war, we couldn't just stay together, and the whole family was just like everyone just running. It's very hard when you just leave friends, relatives, family. When I left the country, went to Kenya, I couldn't just locate family members. Was like a very hard situation where you're running and you don't have an idea for other family member where to find them.
He then met a man who told him about Sanctuary Northern Rivers, an organisation that helped refugees obtain visas to move to Australia. After a couple of unsuccessful attempts, Mr. Mapitano managed to complete the 30-page document to get the process started. It paid off when he received the news his application had been accepted.
I was very happy. I couldn't believe, you know, when I received the first letter. And it was a very, very happy day.
But when he arrived in his new home city of Lismore in northern New South Wales, he struggled to fit in.
Everything was very new. The first 6 months was like, you know, I had so many questions and feeling like, you know, am I going to cope with this life? I couldn't speak English, and communication was just something that was just making me worry too much. How am I going to cope with this life when, you know, I can't speak, you know, I can't communicate with people? And it was very, very, you know, frustrating.
An English language course at TAFE was the lifeline Mr. Mapitano needed. It led to him studying a certificate in aged care and then a Bachelor of Nursing at Southern Cross University. He had already worked as a nurse in the Congo and has now resumed that career at Lismore Base Hospital and an aged care facility at nearby Austinville. But his success never sat well when he knew the poverty being experienced back in the Congo.
I've learned a lot of things from the community where I live in Australia. I've learned not to wait to be served. I've learned to serve the community. I can just, do my own business. It's very good to look after my family and myself. But I always think about other people. Humanitarian action, it's all about sacrifice. And I know the reality in Congo.
Mr. Mapitano set up an organisation called MESH, which aims to improve the health of Congolese women and children through education and access to technology.
My community, the African community, is getting support from the local community. But my feeling, I feel like I have to help those people who are just struggling. In Congo at the moment, we are counting around 60 more than 60 million people, just population, I mean women, children, they've got some, you know, serious problem. The health system in Congo, you have to pay money to access, you know, like health support and to access any assistance from, you know, doctors or nurses. And then Congo, it's a very poor country. People, they don't get even money to buy food for the family. How are they going to get money for any medical attention or just health care? That's why I came up with this idea to see if, with my connection with health workers, how can I just help those like women and children to access, you know, like some basic health care. I know it's going to be very hard. We need to start empower the community.
He's now turning again to TAFE for help with information technology students upcycling computers to be sent to health centres and hospitals in the Congo.
Most of African people just around here, they are aware of their reality. Back in Africa, people are just struggling. You know, those computers, they're going to play a very, very important role to the community. If people like doctors and nurses or health workers are just struggling to look, you know, after, you know, their client properly, it's just because of lack of information. Every single day, you know, things are changing. Once you got this access to the internet, you got all the information needed, it's going to make a big difference in the community. Even the community itself will be able to access some information to look after themselves, which is something very, very important.